Hey guys, my name is Ben Francis, and I'm going to be a senior at TCA, and I wanted to tell you about my relationship with God. I was born into a Christian home and raised under loving parents who cared about me and modeled the relationship that God had with me. I accepted Christ around the age of 5 or 6, and from then on, I focused on learning the ways of a true follower of Christ. My parents disciplined me well and taught me how God would ultimately use life as an instrument to discipline me as well. Throughout my childhood, my parents have actively stewarded my faith and helped me see what living a life for God truly means. Starting in kindergarten, my parents put me into a private school where I would constantly be reminded about the goodness of God while receiving a good education and making solid friends from a very young age. The three basic pillars of life, family, school, and church, were all filled with God. As I grew up, however, I soon felt the dry seasons of faith begin to hit me. When I got old enough, I felt like I had begun to hear all the same things about God. I began to grow apathetic. I wasn't opposed to God, but I wasn't necessarily clinging to him either. This state of life defined my middle school and early high school years as I searched for pleasure and comfort rather than a relationship with God. I began to fall into the respectable sins such as pride and selfishness, which left others hurt and left me feeling empty. I would go to camp every summer and feel this wonderful camp high, but could never make it stick for more than a few weeks. I was sinking in my selfish desire to live my own life and suffering from my own isolation. However, as I was preparing to enter my sophomore year of high school, I had the opportunity to go on a mission trip to Turks and Caicos with Watermark in order to serve Haitian refugees who had fled their country. During this time, I was able to form friendships with some of the children and others who went on the trip as well that spurred me on towards a relationship with God and reminded me that faith requires more than just belief. As James says in James 2:14, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him?" During this time, I came to realize that a true faith in Jesus is marked by faith as well as action through prayer and seeking the best interests of others. I soon began to pray that God, that he would reignite my faith for him and that I would become an active servant seeking his glory. Although apathy continues to be one of my biggest struggles to this day, I trust that God's plan is the best for me. If you are struggling with apathy, just remember that a life apart from God will ultimately leave you feeling helpless and alone. Even now, I need the Lord's reminder daily that I must walk through life with him and that I can't do life on my own. Without God walking me through life, I will surely fail. But if you have God walking by your side, you will no longer be apathetic. Instead, you will experience the fullness of joy. Thank you for listening.